Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for January 9th, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. In this podcast, we'll give you a rundown of what's included in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll discuss key points from the hits and takes section, share anecdotes from the first read section, spotlight the top three stories from the last JLN and JLN options editions, and dive into the initial three stories from today's JLN's lead section. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Later this morning, JLN will publish part one of a three-part series of an Open Outcry Traders History video with veteran trader and market commentator Scott Shellady. Scott is known as the cow guy for his trading jacket with Holstein cow splotches on it. We will also be publishing a podcast with the whole conversation between Scott and myself. The January edition of the WFE's Focus is out and provides insights into the outlook for 2024 from various CEOs and leaders in the global exchange industry. These leaders discuss a range of topics from launching new ventures in Asia to addressing concerns about ongoing political conflicts. They emphasize the importance of collaboration and technology advancements in their respective exchanges and regions, with a focus on sustainability, ESG initiatives, and adapting to unprecedented risks in the financial landscape. The report highlights the diverse perspectives and strategies of exchange leaders worldwide, showcasing their commitment to innovation and growth in the coming year. Kristen Johnson wrote on LinkedIn that she was proud that her work as a commissioner at the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission is featured in the University of Michigan Law School Quadrangle. There's a link in today's newsletter. The latest new member FIA welcomed via LinkedIn is Abu Dhabi Securities Exchange. The Abu Dhabi Securities Exchange, or ADX, founded in 2000 and regulated by the UAE Securities and Commodities Authority, offers securities and derivatives trading services. In 2021, ADX launched its derivatives market, allowing investors access to single stock and index futures. For 2024, ADX plans to expand its range of derivative contracts and improve post-trade services. The International Journal of Accounting has a paper titled, How It All Began, The Rise of Listing Requirements on the London, Berlin, Paris, and New York Stock Exchanges by Lance Davis, Larry Neal, and Eugene N. White. The establishment of accounting standards for foreign securities traded on stock exchanges unfolded gradually during the period of 1825 to 1914, primarily within the leading exchanges of the first global financial market, London, New York, Paris, and Berlin. Upon comparing their respective listing criteria just before World War I, it becomes evident that the London and New York exchanges boasted the most comprehensive requirements, a reflection of their common law legal systems and their roles as self-regulatory bodies. Consequently, the evolution of listing prerequisites in London and New York played a pivotal role in shaping accounting standards in these countries. In contrast, Paris and Berlin leaned towards the validation of securities by political authorities. These distinctions in legal and political landscapes resulted in American railroads being the only entities whose securities were listed on all four exchanges. Wilmer Hale's fifth installment of their webinar series, The Revolution Will Be Synthesized, a webinar series on legal developments in the age of AI, will be held on January 24, 2024, from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. In this webinar, Wilmer Hale's legal experts will look into the challenges and opportunities presented by AI, with a particular focus on the pivotal role played by in-house general and corporate counsel, as well as the potential impact on the practice of law within an organization. Key topics to be explored encompass the role of in-house counsel in the context of AI development and application, an overview of the significant legal and practical issues posed by AI for organizations, corporate governance in the AI landscape, AI management within the organization, intellectual property rights considerations in using third-party AI tools, and developing and commercializing AI products, the integration of AI tools into current and future corporate practices, and due diligence considerations for acquisitions and investments. RSVP with a link in today's newsletter. I have a favorite story about the retired Andy Lowenthal. One year, he and I both attended the IOMA/WFE conference in Frankfurt, Germany. On the flight home, we were in business class and seated next to each other. At one point after a meal, I extended my seat and started to sleep, as did Andy in his. When I woke up, he was two seats away in a window seat, driven away by my snoring, he said. For the record, that is one reason airlines give out earplugs in business class. Longtime CME technology executive Michael Duff has joined Marex as Deputy Chief Technology Officer, he shared on LinkedIn. Emily Rash began a new chapter yesterday, joining the Tradeweb marketing team. Rash has previously served as Head of Client Marketing and Education for the LME. Bloomberg has a story titled, What the World's Top Financial Minds Are Predicting for 2024, with the subheadline, In today's Big Take podcast, we sift through hundreds of market outlooks to tackle the biggest questions about Wall Street's year ahead, from recession chances to global election impacts. I would love a podcast on what makes someone one of the world's top financial minds. The Trade's fourth quarter magazine is available now online. There's a link in today's newsletter. Rafik Mirabet, managing director of Cumulus 9, has a commentary in FIA's Market Voice titled, Navigating a New Era in Derivatives Clearing, the Evolution of Margin Models Towards Value at Risk. JLN interviewed Mirabet at the FIA Expo 2023 in a video, along with Cumulus founder and managing director Giuseppe Fiocco. If 2024 is your year to learn about metals, then check out the London Metal Exchange 2024 LME course calendar to find an in-person or online course that suits you. There's a link in today's newsletter. Congratulations to the Michigan Wolverines and coach Jim Harbaugh, winning the NCAA National Football Championship last night against the University of Washington Huskies. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were, would-be spot Bitcoin ETF issuers kick off fee war ahead of approval deadline from Reuters. Wall Street is trying to nail down timing of Fed's QT taper from the Wall Street Journal. Cboe Options ADV reaches all-time high from Traders Magazine. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's another episode of Futures Discovery. Futures Discovery, careers in futures industry. In episode 4 of Futures Discovery, we're diving into the diverse world of careers within the futures industry. From the fast-paced world of trading to the analytical realms of risk management and technology, there's a multitude of career paths in this dynamic field. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. here's a story from FIA. FIA 2023 Year in Review from Walt Lukin. After another busy year across multiple issues and work areas, one fact stands out when it comes to activities in exchange-traded and clear derivatives markets. Simply put, resilience matters. That's true whether we're talking about the impacts of geopolitical unrest, volatility in commodity markets, cybersecurity preparedness, or the transformative power of artificial intelligence technologies. FIA is working hard to ensure this resilience shown by our markets in 2023 will continue for many years to come. We're confident that our markets will rise to both the challenges and opportunities ahead because this industry knows how to work together as a community. That allows us to support one another in times of stress and to modernize the way we work to future-proof our markets. My comment. It was also another terrific year of leadership from Walt Lukin at the FIA. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Elon Musk criticizes Wall Street Journal reporting on his use of illegal drugs. In response to a journal article, the billionaire said he hadn't tested positive for drugs, and if drugs improved his productivity, quote, I would definitely take them. Elon Musk criticized a Wall Street Journal article detailing how leaders at Tesla and SpaceX are worried about his drug use, saying he didn't fail drug tests and touting the business successes at his companies. He weighed in with a series of social media posts after the article said the leaders are concerned his drug use could harm his companies. The journal reported over the weekend that Musk has used LSD, cocaine, ecstasy, and psychedelic mushrooms, according to people who have witnessed his drug use and others with knowledge of it. My comment. Breaking from tradition, Musk did not issue this criticism at 4:20 a.m. as per his normal habit. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Love and Deceit, Work From Home Era Spawns Pillow Talk Insider Trading. Lawyers say recent securities fraud cases have a new twist. They are the product of the daily humdrum of two adults doing their jobs remotely. Stephen Texeira's use of his girlfriend's laptop began innocently enough when she asked him to keep an eye on her work email while she went to fitness classes and ran errands. As they weathered the pandemic from their apartment in Queens, New York, he gave in to temptation. His sweetheart worked as an executive assistant at Morgan Stanley, and her calendar invites included meetings about planned mergers and acquisitions that involved the investment bank. My comment. If my wife traded stocks, I would probably be in big trouble as she hears everything that goes on in my office. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was clearing new product advisory notice from CME Group about weekly metals options. Second was the U.S. shale magnate trying to sell oil and gas jobs to Generation Z from the Financial Times. Third was how SEC action could shake up cybersecurity from Forbes. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Financial Times. The headline, Crypto and FinTech Groups Find $5.8 billion in Global Crackdown on Illicit Money. Penalties for lax controls in 2023 exceeded those on traditional finance groups for the first time. Crypto and fintech groups were, for the first time, fined more for lax controls than the entire traditional financial system last year, as global authorities cracked down on illicit money flows in finance's new frontiers. Data analyzed by the Financial Times showed crypto and digital payment companies paid $5.8 billion in fines last year for shortcomings in customer checks and anti-money laundering controls, as well as for failing to uphold sanctions and other finance crime issues. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, The Latest Dirty Word in Corporate America, ESG. Executives switched to alternatives like responsible business to describe corporate initiatives. Many companies no longer utter these three letters, ESG. following years of simmering investor backlash, political pressure, and legal threats over environmental, social, and governance efforts, a number of business leaders are now making a conscious effort to avoid the once widely used acronym for such initiatives. On earnings calls, many executives now employ new approaches. Some companies, including Coca-Cola, are rebranding corporate reports and committees, stripping ESG from titles. Advisors are coaching executives on alternative ways to describe their efforts and proposing new terms like responsible business. On Wall Street, meanwhile, some firms are closing once popular ESG funds as interest fades. Here's another story, this one from Reuters. NASDAQ Europe to lure derivatives clearing from post-Brexit London. NASDAQ Europe has said it will expand derivatives clearing to include euro interest rate swaps, IRS, in the coming months in the latest move by European Union market operators to pull business from London following Brexit. Even before Britain left the EU in 2020, London had long irked Brussels with its dominance of clearing in IRS contracts widely used by companies to hedge against adverse moves in borrowing costs. We are grateful for your attentive viewership of the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider spreading the word about our podcast among your friends. Moreover, if you haven't done so already, we would greatly appreciate if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. Thank you.